各位听众朋友大家好，欢迎收听今天4月19号的 English Digest。我是 Anna。
Hello everyone, welcome to English Digest. My name is Ian.
昨天我们的文章当中提到今年2005年是国际物理年，但其实主角是爱因斯坦，而今天的文章主角还是爱因斯坦。不过呢，我想先问问看 Ian, do you remember anything about yesterday?
I sure do, Anna. I know yesterday we learned a lot about Einstein's ideas, how they changed the world, but more importantly, we learned that this year, 2005, has been declared the World Year of Physics to celebrate Einstein's ideas.
Talking about celebrations, so I wonder what the festivities are.
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's exactly what we'll look at today, Anna. The many different celebrations that will be going on this year to remember Einstein and the 100 years of genius he has given us so far.
That's right. 所以今年为了要庆祝所谓国际物理年，全世界各地都有很多的庆祝活动 festivities, 或者你说 celebrations. 而我们今天的题型是克洛兹，现在就让我们请 Ian 带我们来读一次今天的文章。
To celebrate the World Year of Physics,and pay respect to Albert Einstein, universities around the globe are holding lectures and presentations on Einstein's theories. But scientists aren't the only ones blank one Einstein this year. The hip and the cool are getting involved blank two. Earlier this year, Ben Wallace, a top-level BMX rider, completed the Einstein flip.A crazy bicycle stunt, blank three, by a physicist. Also, a rap song called Einstein, Not Enough Time, became the theme song for the year's festivities in Britain. Even the fine arts are paying blank four to Einstein. Constant Speed, a ballet inspired by the theory of relativity, is being performed on stage in London.And right now, the celebration is going global. Earlier today, a light was turned on in Einstein's former home in New Jersey, symbolizing the light Einstein brought to the world. That light signaled blank five to turn on more lights. The lights spread across the U.S. and then blank six, the Pacific Ocean, via a fiber optic cable to Asia. Soon, the lights will spread to Europe and cross the Atlantic, circling the blank seven with light. Blank eight. Einstein would be pleased with the imaginative ways that people are thinking about his work. He himself once said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Hopefully, these celebrations will encourage the imagination and the genius that Einstein believed is in all of us.
昨天燕跟我有特别提醒读者，文章大部分的 main idea 会出现在第一句话或最后一句话。就算第一句话不是 topic sentence, 它也对整篇文章有一个承先启后，有一个开启的重要作用。这就是为什么克洛兹多半在第一句话是不会挖空格的。那么我们现在就来看一下第一个 sentence。
Let's take a look at our article beginning. To celebrate the World Year of Physics and pay respect to Albert Einstein, universities around the globe are holding lectures and presentations on Einstein's theories. All right, we mentioned that would be the topic for today.Mostly to celebrate Einstein. So where are these things happening? Well, often it's in universities around the globe where they are holding lectures. Lectures is when a professor explains something complicated. And the second thing here, presentations on Einstein's theories. A presentation is meant to be a short lecture, perhaps one that only lasts for a little while, whereas a lecture...usually is part of a class that is ongoing.
That's right. 那么在第一句话当中我们要注意到几个重点。第一个重点是 to celebrate, 表示这句话的目的。而逗点之前有一个 pay respect to, TO2 是介系词哦。对某人表达敬意， 尊敬某人的意思 pay respect to。那么主词出现在逗点之后的 universities around the globe, 全世界的大学做什么呢 ?are holding, 他们举行 lectures, 演说或者是 presentations, 所谓的简报。因为 present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, 就是动词呈现的意思。在这里 presentation 指的是简报。不过还有另外一个重点后头的 on, on, 其实是 about。有关于什么什么主题的简报，其实如果是书或者是诗或者是简报或者是演讲，它有关什么什么主题，多半会用介系词的 on。
Let's take a look at the next sentence, which has our first question, but scientists aren't the only ones blank one Einstein this year. So scientists aren't the only people doing what this year? Well, of course, the verb for answer number one is honor.Now, which tense is the appropriate one?
其实啊，这个句子我们应该把它还原成 Scientists are not the only ones that honor Einstein this year. 那么其实从选项当中我们就可以看到它是在考你一个动词的变化。因为原本的句子本来应该是 the only ones that honor Einstein this year. 所以如果我们没有关系词 that, 动词的 honor,对某人表达敬意就会变成主动的 ing honoring 所以这一题答案就会选 D 不过还有一个重点我刚才提到的关系代名词是 that 因为它先行词里头含有 only 所以我一定要还原成 that honor Einstein
Our next sentence also has a question It reads the hip and the cool are getting involved blank too Alright, let's look at what this means the hip and the coolThe cool here means cool people, as in we would say the elderly, or the young, or the rich, or the poor. Now what about the hip? What does this mean? The hip, this means also cool people. Hip is another term for cool. So cool people are getting involved. Involved is our next vocabulary word. Involved is a verb, and it means to become part of something else. Now what will our answer be?Well, we're giving you more information about another group that are involved with Einstein. So what's it going to be? Will it be to, answer A, so, answer B, C, for either, or D, for neither? Well, the answer here has to be A, to, as in also. We're giving you more information about a group that is involved. So the hip and the cool are also involved or are involved together.Two.
That's right. 其实第二题大概考的程度差不多是在学历测验的部分。我们说肯定句当中句尾的也当然是答案 A 的 to, T-O-O, 或者你也可以换成 as well, 两个字 ,A-S, W-E-L-L。那么 C 当然不能选咯 ,C 是否定句当中的也。那么你说 B 可不可以呢 ?B 的 so, 如果当也是肯定句的也多半会用于句首。举个例子来说 I like chocolate 我喜欢巧克力你可能回答我我也喜欢巧克力 So do I 那么 D neither 的用法跟 so 是一样的都会放句首我可以说 I don't like baseball 或许你跟我一样你可以回答 Neither do I 所以这一题因为句子是个肯定句 The hip and the cool 那些又酷又炫的人也参与其中所以答案给一个肯定句当中句尾的也 A, to.
Let's take a look at our second paragraph. Earlier this year, Ben Wallace, a top-level BMX rider, completed the Einstein flip, a crazy bicycle stunt, blank three, by a physicist. All right, let's find out what happened. Earlier this year, Ben Wallace, what does Ben Wallace do? Well, he is a BMX rider. BMXs are special bicycles,that are designed to do tricks on, not to go very fast on, but to do special tricks on. So Ben Wallace is a BMX rider, and he completed the Einstein flip. Well, what is this Einstein flip? It's a crazy bicycle stunt. A stunt is something that is very difficult or dangerous to do, and it was blank three by a physicist. Physicist is our next vocabulary word. This is someone who studies physics,And this is what Albert Einstein studied. He was a physicist also. So the question is, in this third question, will it be A, was designed, B, designed, C, to designing, or D, to be designed by a physicist. First of all, we can rule out D. This is a future tense, to be designed. We can also rule out A, was designed. That's a tricky one. If we had the word that here, we could say that was designed by a physicist, but that transition is not there, that word. That leaves us with designed. Happened in the past. It was designed by a physicist.
接下来我们看到今年稍早的时候有一个人 Ben Wallace, 他是谁呢 ?A top-level BMX rider. 所谓的 BMX rider 指的是自行车越野赛。那么这个人 Ben, 他就完成了 completed 一个爱因斯坦的跳跃 ,the Einstein flip。这所谓的爱因斯坦跳跃呢是骑在自行车上然后往后360度的这个旋转。那么这样子的爱因斯坦的跳跃呢同位语 ,a crazy bicycle stunt, 它是一个疯狂的自行车的一个特技。像我们说特技演员或者是特技人员可以说 a stunt man。接下来就是第三格咯。其实第三格有个关键在后面的 by by。如果看到被一个物理学家所设计出来答案不可能是 C 的 ing 不可能是主动而句子本来应该是 stunt which was designed by a physicist 所以 which 跟 was 都省略我们答案当然应该选 B
Let's take a look at our next sentence Also, a rap song called Einstein, Not Enough Time became the theme songfor the year's festivities in Britain. So an interesting extra piece of information. There is a rap song called Einstein, Not Enough Time, that in England is the theme song for this year's Albert Einstein celebrations. I'm sure Einstein would appreciate some cool new music.
这样真是蛮特别的。而事实上啊，在英国今年国际物理年的一个主题曲 The Theme Song 居然是一首 rap 饶舌歌叫做 Einstein
In our next sentence, we have another question and the answer to this question is part of an idiom or sort of an idiomatic phrase that sticks together So let's take a look at it Even the fine arts are paying blank for to Einstein The fine arts here refers to performing artslike dance or like music, but also refers to things like painting and sculpture. So even the fine arts are paying blank for to Einstein. Are they paying treasure to Einstein? Well, Einstein's not alive anymore, so he doesn't really need treasure. Paying talent? Well, nor does he need talent. He is not alive anymore. And paying temptation? Temptation is to want something. Well, Einstein's not alive, so that doesn't work either. It is B, paying tribute. When you pay tribute to something else, you honor it, you respect it, or you say that it is a very great thing. So to pay tribute, that's answer B.
That's right. 其实像看到第四题的时候呢，基本上有一点点感觉是在考片语，因为我们说 pay tribute to somebody 就等于 pay respect to somebody 就等于是尊敬，表示敬意的意思。而所谓的 tribute 它本来是指的是贡品或者是税那在这里指的是 respect A 叫做 treasure 是宝藏 C talent 是才能而 D 的 temptation 指的是诱惑或诱惑人的东西所以这题答案当然是 B 不过我们特别回头看一下 The fine arts The fine arts 指的是美术特别指的是绘画雕刻但是有时候也会包括建筑啦音乐诗或者是工艺等等。
Our next sentence reads, Constant speed, a ballet inspired by the theory of relativity, is being performed on stage in London. All right, let's take a look at this sentence. Constant speed, this is the name of a ballet or a special dance that was inspired by the theory of relativity. That's where the idea comes from. This ballet got its idea from the theory of relativity,which Einstein invented, of course. And this ballet is being performed on stage in London. If you have the chance, this year you can go see Constant Speed. If you are visiting London, this ballet is about Einstein or inspired. The ideas come from Einstein.
看到斜体字就表示它是一个什么什么的名称 title. 那么在这里指的是一出芭蕾舞剧的名称叫做 Constant Speed. 后面的 inspired 可以给个左括号，右括号在逗点 relativity 这个地方。所以这出芭蕾舞剧呢也在伦敦上演了，所以我们可以说啊 right now 庆祝活动 the celebration is going global 是全球展开咯。现在我们休息一下，待会回来继续看第五题。
All right, welcome back. Let's take a look at our third paragraph, which begins, Earlier today, a light was turned on in Einstein's former home in New Jersey, symbolizing the light Einstein brought to the world. All right, more of the ongoing Einstein celebrations. A light of some sort, perhaps a house light, perhaps a flashlight, we're not certain, will begin the wave of light that is going to surround the Earth.And it will start from Einstein's final home in New Jersey in the USA.
所以除了以上的 celebration 之外，今天稍早的时候呢，有一道光源也被开启了。动词是 was turned on， 一个被动式。但是这句话后面还带了一个分词构句 symbolizing。这一道光源呢，同时也象征着什么呢？象征着爱因斯坦带给全世界的这道光芒。我们可以在句子后面 the light， Einstein 这个地方左括号，右括号在句尾 world， 括号就是一个关系子句，修饰前面 the light。
Our next sentence, that light signaled blank five to turn on more lights. All right, this is the key information. Scientists want a wave or a ring of light to go around the world.So, let's try out our answers here. Answer A, that light signaled much, would mean that light meant many things. But it doesn't work with the rest of the sentence. That light signaled much to turn on more lights? That doesn't work. Our second choice, that light signaled there to turn on more lights? Well, what there? Which there are we referring to? We have no idea. Not the correct answer. What about answer C, that light signaled those...To turn on more lights, those what? We still don't have a reference for that pronoun. Therefore, that light signaled others, answer D, as in other people, to turn on more lights. That's the correct answer, D, others.
其实 signal 这个字如果当名词指的是信号或讯号，如果当动词当然有发出信号的意思，但是衍生出来有示意某人做某件事情。在这里就是这种用法 signal somebody to do something， 所以答案不是 C 就是 D。 但是 C 如果你想选 those 只是代名词，那么文章之前就应该有提到一些人，根本没有提过人，所以在这里答案应该选 D others。
Our next sentence, the lights spread across the US and then blank six the Pacific Ocean via a fiber optic cableTo Asia. So we know from the sentence that this light went across the US and then blank the Pacific Ocean. Well, obviously we'll need a preposition here. Which is the correct preposition? On the Pacific Ocean via a fiber optic cable? Well, if you know what a fiber optic cable, you know that they are on the bottom of the ocean, as all telephone cables are as well. So it's not on the Pacific Ocean, that would mean on the surface.That is, where the water meets the air. Of course, cables do not run there. What about answer B, beside the Pacific Ocean? Well, beside the Pacific Ocean would mean on land or in some body of water that's next to the Pacific Ocean. That doesn't make sense. These fiber optic cables go straight over from America to Asia underneath the ocean. I'm kind of giving you away the answer there. That brings us to C.Under the Pacific Ocean. Yes, that's correct. This is where these fiber optic cables run. They run under the water on the ocean floor and not, as answer D would suggest, against the Pacific Ocean. C, under, is the correct answer.
好，接下来这句话当中就很多的介系词，而且第六题的的确确是在考你介系词。所以我们来看一下，其实动词是 spread, 散布、散播。接下来看到第一个介系词 across the US， 第六个不晓得是什么介系词，然后我们看到一个叫做 via， via 就是透过什么样的工具或者是管道，透过 a fiber optic cable， 也就是光纤电缆线 to Asia， 然后到达了亚洲。其实你看到 to Asia， 感觉上直觉第六格似乎应该是从哪里到哪里，可是第六格没有 from 吗？所以只好我们思考一下每一个答案。 A 的 on 是在上面， B 的 beside 在旁边，C 的 under 是在下头，而 D 的 against 有抵抗或者是抗拒排拒的意思。那么在这里其实关键是后面的光纤电缆线，它是在太平洋底下的，所以答案选 C。
Our last sentence for paragraph 3: Soon the light will spread to Europe and cross the Atlantic, circling the blank 7 with light. Well, if this light goes all the way around the Earth,That's sort of going to be the answer you're looking for here, the Earth or our planet. Let's look at the answer choices and see which one means planet or Earth. Well, answer D, glance, is to look at something. That's incorrect. C, glare, that's the bright shine off water. That's incorrect. A, glue, that's sticky stuff that holds things together. That won't work either, which brings us to B, globe,which is another word for our planet. And indeed, our globe will be circled with light.
其实第七题这句话是个分词构句。逗点的 circling 本来应该是逗点。And the lights will circle. 那我们把同样的主词删掉，动词就变成分词了。关键就在，如果我们说 circle A with B, 指的是用 B 把 A 绕一圈，或者是用 B 将 A 环绕。所以我们要用光把什么环绕呢？将全球环绕一圈，所以答案应该选 B, globe.
We're now starting our fourth and final paragraph, which begins with a blank. Let's take a look at the sentence. Blank 8, Einstein would be pleased with the imaginative ways that people are thinking about his work. Another way to say this is that if Einstein were alive, he would be happy that people are celebrating his work with a lot of imagination. All right, so 8 will obviously be a transition word. Let's look at our answer choices. Answer C and D, in other words, and that is to say, are both transitions that we use to restate information or to say the same idea again. Those will not work because this is a new idea.We're talking about how Einstein would feel.
That's right. 其实如果我们看一下第八格哦，第八格它是在考你所谓的转成词语，也就是上下文文意是怎么样连结的。第三段我们已经把庆典活动都讲完了，接下来我们又提到爱因斯坦对于这些很有创意的方式会很高兴哦。似乎他是转了一个话题，所以你可能觉得 B 是对的答案。但是其实如果我们接下去看，爱因斯坦他自己曾经说过 Imagination is more important than knowledge. 所以他觉得想象其实比知识更重要。所以回过头来，毫无疑问的，爱因斯坦一定会很高兴。答案应该选 A。 那么 B 呢，其实还有另外一个关键。 On the other hand, 虽然是话题的一种转换，但是多半文章之前都会提到 On one hand, 或者是 On the one hand, 接下来才会说 On the other hand。所以这条特别注意，根据文意的转折应该要选 A.
Let's take a look at our quote from Einstein. He himself once said, Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. All right, when we say knowledge is limited, means knowledge doesn't go forever. Means knowledge is not as wide, doesn't cover as many things in life.Is imagination. Imagination can think about almost everything. Big idea there from Albert Einstein. Let's look at our last sentence. Hopefully, these celebrations will encourage the imagination and the genius that Einstein believed is in all of us. So hopefully these celebrations will encourage people to use their minds in imaginative and intelligent ways because Einstein believed that was inside every human being on our planet.
所以我们真的很希望这些庆祝活动呢将能够鼓励第一 the imagination, 第二 the genius, 也就是爱因斯坦相信我们心中都有的那个 genius。 现在我们请 Ian 带我们来重头读一次今天完整的文章。
To celebrate the World Year of Physics and pay respect to Albert Einstein, universities around the globe are holding lectures and presentations on Einstein's theories. But scientists aren't the only ones honoring Einstein this year. The hip and the cool are getting involved too. Earlier this year, Ben Wallace, a top-level BMX rider, completed the Einstein Flip, a crazy bicycle stunt designed by a physicist. Also, a rap song called Einstein, Not Enough Time, became the theme song for the year's festivities in Britain. Even the fine arts are paying tribute to Einstein. Constant Speed, a ballet inspired by the theory of relativity, is being performed on stage in London. And right now, the celebration is going global. Earlier today, a light was turned on in Einstein's former home in New Jersey, symbolizing the light Einstein brought to the world. That light signaled others to turn on more lights. The lights spread across the U.S. and then under the Pacific Ocean via a fiber optic cable to Asia. Soon, the light will spread to Europe and cross the Atlantic, circling the globe with light. Without a doubt, Einstein would be pleased with the imaginative ways that people are thinking about his work. He himself once said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited, imagination encircles the world." Hopefully, these celebrations will encourage the imagination and the genius that Einstein believed is in all of us.
English Digest.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon. My name is Ian.
See you next time.